Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Professor Barry Shoup, the former executive director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases and Professor Emeritus of Virology at Wits University. Professor Shoup, great to have you back with us.
Good afternoon, Simon. Thank you.
Good yontif to you, Prof. yeah, it was weird. I don't know for you, but it was the first time I'd been out since March. It just kind of felt weird.
Yeah, it's a strange feeling, isn't it? Hey, well.
All these people didn't know what to do with them. Anyway, we're going to go into some controversial topics this afternoon, which is good, about anti-maskers and anti-vaxxers.
Right.
And you're going to give us the science behind it and maybe the reasons for why people are taking this approach, Prof.
Yeah, just in case you think I'm not being serious about anti-maskers, let me give you the two examples in the United States. There's one called the Million Unmasked Patriots, and they claim 8,000 members. And then there's Unmasking America. They claim 9,600 members. So I think it's actually inevitable that you're going to get anti-science fringe groups springing up. And it's not surprising that the anti-maskers overlap with the anti-vaxxers. The problem with these fringe groups was that, you know, we can, I guess, have a bit of amusement, looking at what they propose. But they got great influence, particularly with the power of social media, you know, spreading the message. And the aim is really to sway people that are unsure, that are kind of wavering. And with anti-vaxxers, it's quite easy to see. They kind of target the vaccine hesitants, the people that are not sure about vaccines. This is going to come with the COVID vaccine as well, of course. You know, up to 40% of people in the United States, United Kingdom, are not sure whether they would want to have an anti-COVID vaccine put into them. But anyway, coming back to the masks, early on there was some conflicting message with regard to masks. And I think this is what the anti-maskers trade on as well. Now, even the WHO, if you remember early on, they were questioning the effectiveness of masks in protecting people. Yeah. There was no controversy about preventing transmission from infected people. But there was a question mark about whether it was effective in protecting people from getting infected. That, by the way, is now completely gone. It's well demonstrated scientifically that it's effective both in preventing transmission and protecting people from getting infected. But, these various, anti-science crackpot theories are put forward why people should not wear masks. I'll just give you one or two of them. One of them says that when you continually inhale bad breath, one has halitosis, that could be toxic. Another one says there's a marked restriction of flow of oxygen, and this could be particularly harmful for children. Now, of course, this is really absolutely completely untrue. There's no science behind it whatsoever. You know, surgeons, often wear masks for, 8-9 hours at a time when they're doing long operations. So these are the common crackpot theories, but also there's some conspiracy theories which are really kind of way out. You know, the United States is a far-right theory that even the corona plot, but masks as well, are a plot to divide the electorate, coming up for the presidential election. And then, of course, Bill Gates, poor old Bill Gates, often gets targeted. You know, Bill Gates is probably the greatest philanthropist in history, and yet he's often targeted by anti-vaxxers. And now also, targeted by anti-maskers. The anti-vaxxers, they're saying Bill Gates is actually not a philanthropist. He's actually a nefarious chap. And he's funding vaccines, also COVID vaccines, to inject people with microchips. Can you believe it?
No, I can't believe it. I mean,
some people actually believe this nonsense quite sincerely. So let me make it absolutely clear. Masks are absolutely effective, both protecting and preventing. Masks are absolutely safe. There's no problem in wearing masks. And thirdly, masks should be comfortable. You shouldn't have a constrictive mask that you can't breathe. They should fit snugly and should be comfortable, and it's very effective and it's very safe.
It's a fascinating issue, Prof. I'm so glad you started the week with that one. It's a topic that I'd like, you know, it's way bigger than masks and vaxxers. It becomes, you know, what is the most important value in your society? Is it the I or the we? And that has very significant impacts for how we choose to live our lives and under what systems. And this is just symptomatic of that debate, I think.
And are we as professionals effective in giving out a good public health message? Because there's a lot of opposition with the anti-vaxxers and the HIV conspiracy theorists, et cetera, et cetera. So maybe we're failing. Maybe we need to get a better kind of PR person to kind of put a good public health message out.
And maybe
there.
Your mixed messages at the beginning didn't do you any good either. So
That's true. Absolutely. Interesting. I hope it's getting through now, though.
We got it loud and clear, Prof. Thank you so much. And it's 4:30, so we're going to leave it there. And I look forward to chatting to you tomorrow.